It's time for this week's exam, KBIA's weekly examination of issues in education. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Coming up later in the show, a conversation about the University of Missouri, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC that has nothing to do with what it means for the Tigers football team.
The administration really needs to think about the possible unintended consequences of this being simply an athletic department move.
We'll examine what athletic conference realignment might mean academically for the University of Missouri. But first, the University of Missouri has signed a new research agreement with an Indian university to share resources in the fields of nanomedicine and nanotechnology. KBIA's Umrita Jayakumar has the details.
MU researchers have announced a five-year agreement with the KSR Group of Educational Institutions in India. As part of the deal, the universities will exchange scientists and students, collaborate on research funding, and host joint conferences on nanotechnology. Raghuraman Kannan is a professor at the MU School of Medicine who thought of the partnership. He visited KSR last year and met with a longtime colleague there, V. Rajendran.
We collaborate, we kind of exchange ideas and everything. And as I said, like Rajendran, there are good opportunities whether we can work with MU and KSR. He said like that seems to be interesting and he will look forward for the opportunity to do that.
Henry W. White is Professor Emeritus of Physics at MU. He says the collaboration is a natural fit because both universities contribute something different to nanotechnology.
They do nanotechnology a little differently than what we do. Namely, they have a great emphasis on making nanoparticles and nanostructures from naturally occurring minerals, whereas MU tends to have a focused effort in nanotechnology compared to theirs.
Located in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, KSR is a private institution that offers degrees in engineering, technology, and science, among others. Amrita Jayakumar, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri's been in the national spotlight in recent weeks as it officially looks into whether it should move out of the Big 12 Athletic Conference. There have been rumors MU is interested in the Southeast Conference or the Big 10. Both are among some of the strongest conferences in the country. MU Chancellor Brady Deaton and the UM Board of Curators have been spending hours considering a move. It's a big deal financially for MU's athletic programs. Television contracts with major conferences can mean tens of millions of dollars annually for each school's athletic program. But what does it mean for the school as a whole? Would conference hopping have academic implications as well? I sat down with Dr. Brad Kurz to talk about this. He's an associate professor in the Department of Education, Leadership, and Policy Analysis at the University of Missouri. He says, yes, academically, this is something to keep an eye on. For instance, he says research has shown schools whose teams get a lot of regional and national TV airtime reap rewards in out-of-state enrollment.
We at the University of Missouri will play. Texas and Illinois are our two main feeders from out-of-state for out-of-state students coming in, partly because they're larger states with higher ed systems that can't accommodate all the students, but also because of sort of recognition. And I think that in Texas, a student in Texas is going to be more likely to see Mizzou on the TV, to see the commercials that are played, because Mizzou was on TV in Texas because of the Big 12 and the TV rights. So I think the conference affiliation and the conference switch could possibly decrease the likelihood that a student from Texas would know and want to come to the University of Missouri. But we may see increases then across the Southeast into Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, in these other states where students that are looking to find a strong program may now suddenly come across and realize, oh, Mizzou is strong in journalism or these other programs. And then we may sort of shift where our out-of-state students are seeing us and moving.
When you're talking about the administrators, that it's kind of a strange dichotomy. For the last month, and you know, Brady Deaton and the Board of Curators have spent hours and hours and hours talking about athletics. Is that just it seems like a strange reality of higher education.
Yes, and I think that's the, you know, you think of the role of the chancellor as sort of focusing on the institution as a whole and being sort of the primary mission. I think part of it is that athletics is a large part of a university if simply because of the dollars and the money that comes along with it. But conference affiliation is also very important to the university, in particular sort of being in, you know, one of the big six conferences as it is now, a BCS conference, because of the time, the money, the reputation that comes along with that. And I think that's why the administration really needs to think about the possible unintended consequences of this being simply an athletic department move, but how it's going to play out on enrollment numbers, how it's going to play out on faculty retention, research ability, research partnerships, and some of the other aspects of the university that Chancellor Deaton should be focusing on can be impacted by athletics.
Realistically, all those things you're talking about may see a change, may be impacted. Does it make a difference which conference the landing spot is? You mentioned that it needs to be one of the big six, but does it matter if it's the SEC or the Big Ten, or is it just the fact that you're switching, that it's a leap?
I think it very much does matter where you're going to end up, because I think looking at moving into the Big Ten, given its upper Midwest focus in its location, may have very different consequences as opposed to moving to the SEC in the southeastern portion of the United States. A lot of the talk that's been going on is talking about overall shift in demographics in the United States. You're seeing population booms in the South and declines in the North. That could have a long-term impact on whether we want to align with the better academic conference now, which is the Big Ten, or would we rather sort of align with the conference which is where the populations are increasing, which is making strong strides at becoming stronger institutions, or remaining within the Big 12, where we have strong regional ties.
So we're not just talking about a data sheet that Chancellor Deaton has in front of him right now. We're talking about socioeconomic issues, so many things that are yet to be seen. Do you envy him in his task to try to figure out what's best for the university?
No, it becomes a very difficult decision. I think I've read that somewhere it was leaked that there's a 45-page report or something that the Board of Curators or someone had, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but it was 45 pages of information sort of weighing the strengths and problems of moving to each conference. And I think that, and it's just really going to come down to a putting them all together and trying to hope. You know, it's tough to sort of plan for the future and to know what it's going to look like 10 years from now.
Go to kbia.org to hear the complete interview. That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.